Malloy pulls up a deep three. Oh, and he nails it. Comes up with it. There's that MVP award. It's Parker, too.
Yeah.
All year long.
But in the fourth, Bunker outscores Liberty 20 to.
Liberty wins on the road at Bunker 59-58, Liberty 18-2. And that's a winner. That's a Liberty Eagle winner. The Eagles are headed to Columbia.
It's Final Four Basketball.
On 96.9 The Fox.
Yeah, Justin, he's up. Yeah. I bet. All right. Over or under. Jacket comes off in the first quarter. Over or under.
Under.
Okay. Yep.
He was playing the opening, wasn't he?
Welcome. And welcome to Liberty Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9. Final Four action. Liberty, number 6 in the state, will play Principia, number 1 in the state in Class 3, number 4 in the nation. Principia is 27-2, Liberty 28-2 on the year. Liberty got here by defeating Skyline at Republic, and Principia gets here by defeating Dixon. So this is going to be interesting right here, boys and girls. You know, I mean, for those of you that follow basketball, you got to be well aware of what you're up against your opponent. I mean, we played sports, and softball, baseball, football, basketball, pickleball, whatever. You know your opponent. You know what you're up against. As do in this game, the Liberty Eagles. They know what they're up against.
Yeah, I mean, how many times do you go into a game setting with a record like 28-2 and you're the underdog?
Yes.
Not very often. It's not often, but, you know, it's going to chip ball this year for Liberty. But, you know, Liberty's played their tails off all season.
Yeah.
To get here. And, I mean, I expect nothing less today. I mean, they've got nothing to lose.
No.
Just go
out. All the pressure.
Yeah.
All the pressure's on Principia.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got no pressure. You're not supposed to win.
Yeah, right.
You know, quote, unquote. You're the underdog. You're just there. You're the next victim.
Yeah.
So, come out and play like your hair's on fire.
I
make the shots. Run your offense. Let the chips fall where they will. I mean, you know, nothing to lose.
Well, you know, all the Principia's played 7 teams from the state of Missouri, I think. Well, we got it right here, but most of the teams they played have all been out of state.
Yeah.
And, you know, they beat Dixon 105-56. They beat Monroe City 77-18.
Beat Blair Oaks,
yep,
75-46.
Whitfield, 87-46. Ellsbury, 74-21. You know, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. All these teams, you know, you got to – this is where Liberty's got to have a strategy that may put them out of their comfort zone.
Yeah, I mean – but you still got to play the ball that got you here. To a point, you're gonna have to change your game plan, obviously, just for the talent that you're facing.
Yeah,
you know, but that's where Coach Harrell, Coach Holland, your coaching staff, you know, you've got a game plan. You know, here's the scouting report. This is, you know, it's no secret what they've got.
Yeah,
You've got to adjust your game that puts them at a disadvantage, as big of a disadvantage as we can.
Yeah. Well, and the, you know, I mean, you're going to have to. Liberty's going to have to rebound. Liberty's going to have to take care of the basketball.
You got to do the little things. You rebound.
Do the little things.
You make your free throws. you don't turn the ball over. You shoot the ball, quality shot, making quality shot. And, you know, good. Let the good things happen.
Yeah.
You know, don't push too hard, but, you know, just come out and execute. That's all you can do.
Have fun.
Have fun.
Have fun.
Enjoy the, I mean, the ride's been awesome.
And it's not over.
No,
you're playing tomorrow. There is a tomorrow.
Yes, there is a tomorrow.
So, you know, it is what it is. Principia, you know, you've heard us talk about them. I mean, you know, they're 6'9", 6'9", 6'1", 6'8", 6'3", 6', 6'4", 6'5", 6'3", 6'2", 6'4", 6'3". You know, I mean, they've got a young man, Quentin Coleman, who is runner, is in the finals for player of the year. And here's the PA address of your final four.
This is the The 36th Mountaineers Association, by all spectators who represent this contest, to promote the educational mission of these two schools. The example of parents, fans, and coaches that are players today will help develop better citizens for tomorrow. That's all to our work.
We'll take a break. We'll come back right after the singing of the national anthem. You're listening to the Fox 96.9.
Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City!
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Now, we are going to support the team manager for the Panthers, Jim Schneider. While the team ambassadors for the Eagles are Todd Beck and Jim Ross. Team ambassadors, members of the team, helping them enjoy their stay in Columbia. Please join me in a round of applause to thank them for their time and support of the team this weekend. Also reminding entertainment throughout the day today will be Clint High School stepping at the anniversary of 100 miles in section 202. Now, let's meet our starting car lineup, beginning with the non-starting coaches. First, from the visiting Mississippi Panthers, head coach, Jake Blossom. Assistant coaches, Nathan Grantham, Tyler Coleman, Cortez Connor, and Scott Stalker. And non-starter, number zero,
25, Ron Henry Jr. and Sekou Cesse, number 45. For Liberty, Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Carter Ellett, Paxton Hunter, Drayton Wells. And we get ready for the tip. Drayton Wells and Sekou Cesse. Here we go. Oh, they both miss it. Liberty runs it down and gets it. Alex Thune out top. Alex Thune out by the timeline. Looks to make a move. One-on-one. Goes to the wing to Parker. Parker takes it into the paint. Leans in. Rolls it out to Paxton. Paxton Hunter brings it to the middle. Rolls it to Alex Thune. Alex Thune picked up by Quentin Coleman. And there's a... Gets it to Parker and a turnover. And taking it up front of the rim, count it, Coleman.
Just the full court pressure coming out here.
Yeah, I think that's
Principia.
I think that's just kind of keeps the pace up to where they want it to be.
Full court man.
Yeah. Parker tuned at the wing. Parker looks to dribble it in, has it knocked away, and throws it out top, and it's another turnover. Principia basketball. You know, Principia is long, they're fast,
and they are athletic.
They're basketball. I mean, they're turnover, and Principia turns it over. So it will be Liberty basketball. Alex Toon looks at the pressure, keeps it in the middle of the floor. Gets it to the corner, now puts the gas on, does a little stutter step, flips it out top to Parker Toon. Parker Toon's going to be picked up by Slay. Man-to-man by Principia. Parker at the free throw line, leaners up and in. Parker Toon's in the scorebook, and we're tied up at 2 apiece. Coleman, high post at the free throw line. Fade away, up and in, count it for Slay. 42, friends. Liberty's going to bring it down for Liberty in the white
Principia in the gray, and lots of contact. And here comes Principia. They pick up the loose ball. Coleman's going to jack up the three. Rattles it home. He's got five now. Alex Toon. Be met in the backcourt. Picked up by Bray. Hands it to Parker. Parker, top of the key. Brings it out to Paxton. Paxton out top. Paxton turns it over. Picked up by Prince. Pulls up for a three. Hits the iron. No good. Ellett with the rebound. Ellett finds Alex too. Alex likes to work the sideline. Henry puts the pressure on him. Parker Toon for three. That's short. Picked up by Coleman. Coleman pushes it all the way down. And the hard foul. Paxton Hunter. So it'll stay with Principia. The foul again on Paxton Hunter. Quinton Coleman will shoot two. He's got five already. 5:29 to go in the first. First one's good. Winner of this ball game will get Miller Career Academy in the championship game tomorrow at 6. The loser will get North Platte at noon. Second free throw is good. Quinton Coleman, 7 points here in the first. Alex Toon in the backcourt, bringing it down. Bray with the pressure. And Alex able to get through that. It's tipped and another turnover. Fast break. Here comes Brent. And that's two, yeah.
You got Blaine Altmat coming in. We're going to get Pax Hunter here after the first free throw.
At the free throw line, Jaden Jones. Liberty with four turnovers already. 5:14 to go in the first. First one hits the front of the rim. No good. He'll get another crack at it. Blaine Altmat checks in. Second free throw by Jones is on the way. It's up, and it's good.
10-2 here in the first.
Ellett in the backcourt. Gets it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon is pushed. That's going to be, I think that's going to be on Quinton Coleman. Yeah, it is. Yep. That's his first.
It's going to be his first.
You know, and I think Alex, he's got to know that's how this whole day is
coming.
Going. Yeah,
it's coming every time.
Ellett pitches it in. This time Jones is going to pick up Alex Toon. Ellett catches at the wing. There's the double team. Parker Toon, shot fake, but he's going to be fouled.
Yep, they're going to get Jaden Jones on that one.
You know, as soon as you give the ball up, whoever catches it, there's an instant double team.
Absolutely. And they close fast.
They close fast. Ellett looks to bring it in. Finds Parker Toon. Parker Toon picked up at the wing. Knocked away straight.
Yeah, it's just a straight running jump.
Yeah, that's all they're doing. Three put up by Coleman. No good. Rebound. Kick out. Money with the jumper. That's no good. Rebound. And kissing it in off the glass. Torre. And we're looking at a 12-2. From Sipia Lee. Alex at the corner. Parker Toon turns it over. There's front of the rim. Cisse with two. Yeah, Liberty's playing with the sidelines. There's another turnover. That's number six. And the shot's missed, but put back by Jaden Jones is good. Parker Toon, scoop shot, good. Parker
Parker. 16-4, 3:45 left to go in the first.
Brand out top, gets called for the carry. That's their second turnover. Checking back in, Slay for Principia. Say is coming out. He's 6'9", I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Liberty basketball, Ellett brings it in to Alex Toon. Alex will sleep well tonight, and we're just in the first quarter. May have nightmares, but he'll sleep well. Alex hands it to Parker. Parker, right back to Alex. Alex back to Parker. Parker takes it in, leans off the glass, two more. Parker Toon with six. And it's a 16-6 ball game. Slay with it. One-hander goes up, no good.
And it missed the,
yep. missed the dunk. And
here comes Liberty.
Parker. I think Parker likes this kind of stuff. Shot up, no good. Parker's fouled, and he'll shoot two. So Parker Toon with the free throws. And we want to thank, of course, Bailey's Chevrolet, GMC of Willow Springs, along with the Bank of Birch Tree, branch of Alton Bank, Current Incorporated. First free throw rolls out, no good. Mountain View Auto Parts. Mountain View Lumber. Ozarks Healthcare. Shelter Insurance in Mountain View, also Simmons Bank. Second free throw is up. That one kicks out, so 0 for 2. Principia with the basketball. Slay zips it into the corner, not caught cleanly. Brought back out to Coleman. Coleman kicks it, and a short baseline jumper is good. Poor Wyatt Slay. He's got four now, and it's 18-6, Principia. Parker Toon out top. Works it to the right side. Gets it to Alex Toon.
Oh, they do such a good job switching on screen.
Yes, they
talk well.
Well, the caliber of competition they've played, you know, there's a double team. Turnaround jumper is going to be short. Kept alive by Drayton Wells. And here come Principia. And up, no good. Foul underneath, and that's going to send Ron Henry Jr. to the line. 2:05 to go in the first.
Yeah, it was a pretty hard foul there by Drayton, but he was the first one there to help him up.
Well, my theory was, to have a score 5-6 at the end of one. I'd hold the basketball. I would. I'd hold it. I'd just hold it. But
their defense.
They're not going to let. They're not going to let you.
Yeah,
they're not going to let you. Cooper Holden comes into the ball game. Cooper sports number 10. Second free throw's on the way by Ron Henry Jr. It's up, and he makes them both. 20-6, Principia.
So Paxton Hunter's back into the game.
Yeah,
he's got two fouls.
Cooper holding out top, running the point now. Gets it to Alex. Alex Toon Parker's catching a breather. Back to Cooper. Paxton catches. Has Drayton touched it yet?
Not yet. Offensively? No.
Alex Toon.
I mean, their denied defense is so good out top. Liberty's not been able to get the ball inside other than the three drives there by Parker Toon.
Yeah. And, I mean, they're pretty much playing straight up man-to-man blocking foul. That's on Wyatt Slay. If they're going to be that aggressive defensively, you may have to be that aggressive offensively and go right at them.
Yeah.
And just like that right there, get that contact, get the foul. Alex catches in the corner. Alex to Cooper. Cooper peels it back out, gets it to Alex. Drayton Wells catches. Doesn't want the shot, gives it up. And turnover,
trying to get it back inside.
Yep. And Slay with two more. He's got six now.
Liberty Eagle basketball, 22-6. Alex Toon is trapped at the corner. Five. No, there's a push. Okay. Alex,
like, golly, get me out of here.
Well, one thing again would help Alex stay out of the corner.
Yeah. But, I mean, when those traps come, you know, you're being trapped by 6'3, 6'5, 6'4.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a forest.
Adder's getting ready to check in. He wears number 34. He comes in at 6'9". Alex Toon shooting a couple free throws. First one is up, and it's good. Second one is on the way. It's 22-7.
Ellis coming back in for Paxton Hunter.
Second free throw is up, and it's good. Alex makes them both. And it's a 22-8 ball game. Panthers with the lead. Out top, Quentin Coleman. Folks, let me tell you, when you get mentioned as the top, you're a finalist as the nation's top high school basketball player, you're doing something right. Drives it in, and he does things just like that.
Yeah. Body control.
Body control, ball control. Good jump. Alex Toon, he likes the sideline, uses it, now brings it back out. Money stays right with him. Alex looks to drive in. Now he picks it up, skips it across to Ellett. Ellett with the jumper. Good. Nice job, Carter. So, 24-10 after one. Principia with the lead. We'll take a short break. We'll come back with the second. It's Liberty Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Some folks let their gold and silver sit in a drawer. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who bring it to Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. We pay top prices for gold and silver coins and offer fast, easy loans on gold jewelry, rings, necklaces, you name it. If it's gold, we're interested. Whether you're selling, borrowing, or buying, do it the smart way. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn. Well, it's time, isn't it? Time for a hunting cabin, maybe a fishing cabin. Maybe it's time to do a little remodeling. New kitchen, master bedroom. Or maybe it's time to finish that basement out. Or it's time for your dream home. Well, what you need to do is get a hold of Jeffrey at Walker Construction. It's what he does. Builds beauty and's been doing it for a long, long time. And he'd be proud to be your carpenter. Walker Construction. Just give him a call.
All right, welcome back. Headed to the second. And, well, I missed it. The jacket's on. The tie is gone. Coach Harrell. And it's Principia basketball to start the second. And they lead 24-10. Working outside the three line. Now here's the drive. Dish it off.
And a dunk.
Yep, for Sisse. Sisse with 4 points now. Parker Toon's going to run it out top. And he's going to be fouled. See, Parker brings something that Alex does not possess. And that's just the size, the strength, the thickness,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, they can both handle the ball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
Parker,
yeah.
Parker's just bigger body.
Just bigger body. There's a double team. And he'll peel it over to Ellett. Ellett takes it inside. Oh, kicks it out. Alter Matt for three.
Off.
Oh.
Off the mark and out of bounds.
Well, right now, you know, Drayton's never been up against anything like what he's up against right now. I mean, he's not even touched the ball yet.
No. And it's like, I mean, you can just turn around and there's another one there.
Yeah. You know, he's trying to get a rebound and he just can't get it.
Money.
money with the deuce.
Another deuce.
28-10. Parker Toon goes up. Can't get it to fall.
Lots of contact.
Oh, yeah, they're letting them play. And that's
uh-oh,
how it should be. Boom! Alley-oop. Alley and plenty of oop. Torre with two. Gassum now. Torre with four. 30-10. Ellett. Watch the forearm there, Carter. Gets it to Parker. There's a double team on Parker. And it's another turnover. Coleman says, I'll just shoot a three. Boom. Got it. Quentin Coleman.
He's got 12.
Yep, Liberty's got 10. Parker, two, now top. Picked up by Coleman. Amano Amano. Parker works it to the left. Here comes a double team. Gets some help. I get it to Ellett. Ellett right back into Parker. Parker goes up. Shot was blocked from behind. Well, thought he had a rebound.
Well, he had the rebound.
It was just snatched away. Shot goes up. No good. Loose ball. Out of bounds. Liberty basketball.
He thought he had it. And it was like this hair hand just appeared.
I mean, both these teams are fantastic teams. It's, you know, Principia's.
They're nasty.
They're number four in the nation.
For a reason.
Yeah. Alex Dune back into the ball game for Liberty. Picked up by Jones. Alex gets it to Ellett. Ellett flips it over to Parker. Parker picked up by Henry. Looking to make a move. Gets to the left side. They play defense with their feet.
Yes.
They're not reaching, grabbing, and flapping.
So well coached. They're talking. They're all verbal. Oh.
Three ball put up by Alex Toon, blocked, and another dunk at the other end. 35-10, Principia. Alex Toon guarded by Jones again. Now by the timeline, Liberty's finding it difficult to even get a look at a decent shot.
They're struggling to even get the
And
get
there's
a look.
Another turnover. And the short jumper put up. No good. Coleman with the rebound. And, hey, Drayton Wells can say, I blocked a shot of Quentin Coleman. Because he did right there, folks. Drayton Wells blocked Quentin Coleman's shot. Paxton Hunter will check in for Blaine Altermann. And 23, who do we got 23 here for Principia?
Number 23? I don't have a 23.
Now he's got it. Kicked it out. Three is up and in for Jayden Jones. 38-10. Liberty has not scored in the second. We're halfway through the second. Paxton Hunter tries to dish it to Wells. Another turnover. Principia goes up for a shot. And Carter Ellett gets hit with the foul, his first. Carter's got one rebound. Wells has got one rebound. To say he's got three. Coleman with four. Jones with one. And Henry Jr. with one. Liberty has three rebounds. Principia 12. First free throw is good by Ron Henry Jr. He'll crack another one. Got 3 points in the first half, chance for four. And that one is no good. Wells gets another rebound. Alex Toon with the basketball. Parker even with him on our side. There's a double team. Alex
splits it, takes it to the corner, gets it to Paxton. Paxton gets it out to Ellett. Ellett for three, short, off the rim, no good. Paxton fights for the rebound, and a foul against on Sipia.
No, they're going to call it
out of bounds. Oh, okay. So Liberty basketball. What's your best set play? Carter Ellett to inbound on the baseline. Pitches it in to Parker Toon. Parker Toon on the baseline. Fade away. Good. Parker with 8 points here in the first half for Liberty. Principio with the lead and the basketball, 39-12. High post, turnaround, jumper, good. Can't guard that.
Can't guard it. I mean, you got a 6'8 guy guarding that, and it's a fadeaway, and he can't even.
Yeah, from the elbow.
Yeah.
Ellett catches, needs some help. He's going to put it on the floor. Shot fake, goes up.
Oh, they're going to call an offensive charge.
That's two on Carter. So Blaine Altermat's going to come back in. Hey, don't forget, we got some folks out there that's helping us if you're planning a fishing trip. Well, get old Bobby Bonds at Double B Guide Service. He'll take you fishing, and you'll catch some fish.
Hit him up on Facebook.
Yep, hit that Facebook page. Look at all the pictures. Block shot, Wells. Second block. Two rebounds, two blocks. And Slay puts one up, no good. Rebound Wells, that's his third. Gets it out to Paxton Hunter. Paxton gets the double team.
No, trapped
the Parker.
There.
Yeah. Well, on the handoff, they're just rotating
they're
the
just,
double team off.
Jumping the handoff. You got a triple team.
Oh,
right
yeah,
on that one.
And the shot front of the rim goes up, no good. Liberty. Now out rebounded 14-6. Drive to the bucket. Up, no good. Won't fall. And Paxton Hunter fights for it. Can't get it. Slay catches. Puts it up. Won't fall. And Paxton Hunter takes it away. Turnover by Principia. And knocked away out of bounds by Wyatt Slay. It'll stay with Liberty. I think the plan was to slow it down in very few possessions, but when you can play defense like that, it does not matter.
You can't slow this down.
Yeah, you don't have. You got to have
the guards. You got to have the guards that can match up with their guards.
Yeah,
and I mean, nobody's got
anything like that. No. But see, Liberty likes to do that handoff.
And as soon as it's coming, they're out jumping it.
Yeah. Another turnover. Principia. Slay for three. Count it.
Slay for three.
He's got nine. And it's 44-12. Parker Toon out top. Pitches it over to Alex. Alex picked up 23. We only have a 23 in the program.
Yeah, I don't.
So.
I have to wait and see if it's
a TV. Yeah. Well, we'll get, does it say on. And we got a whistle and Parker Toon. Wyatt Slay picks up the foul. That's his second.
Yeah.
Nothing yet.
He didn't play in the first.
Paxton tosses it in. Alex Toon catches. Alex Toon takes it to the corner by the scorer's table. Blaine Altermat has it knocked away out of bounds by Coleman. Coleman picked up a foul, and they just moved Coleman.
Yeah.
You go over here and guard this guy. Altermat brings it into Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter, they get it.
Good move.
To Wells. Wells is fouled.
That's such a good move there by Drayton. But the defense, he's, you know, their big man.
processing.
Yeah, I mean, he's just so, his feet work is so quick that he's able to recover even after Drayton makes that move.
Oh, that was Adder, actually, wasn't it? 34,
yep.
Adder.
Yeah, it was.
I get it in to Paxton. Paxton Hunter goes up
by Coleman.
They're just so long, and they can jump. That was a double dribble.
Yeah, it's going to be a carry there.
Yeah. Principia's fourth turnover. 24 seconds to go in the half. 44-12. Panthers. Alex Toon takes it to the corner and skips it across to Parker. Parker from the free throw line. In and out. No good. Just a bunch of gray underneath the basket for the rebound. Coleman with 3 seconds. Drives. Pulls up. Boom. That's how good he is.
Yeah. I mean, he's... I mean, there, you can't even say it. I mean, there's, he's got 12 points.
12.
And, yeah. Just pretty much doing what he wants when he wants.
Yeah.
There's just not, anything Liberty can do.
Well, Liberty's tied Coleman 12-12.
Yeah.
It's just the rest of Principia has helped a bunch. 46-12 here in the semifinal game, Class 3. And, hey, don't forget as well, you know, designer hair. I have found that the girls, they like getting their hair done. I mean, that's a thing. Are you aware of that? You're married. Are you?
Oh, I am very much aware.
Oh, you got daughters. You know, it's a big deal.
Very, very big deal.
You know, highlights.
And it's, like, very important.
Very. I'm discovering that.
Yeah.
But Lashana Reniger will help you out at Designer Hair. Daniel's Tire Rouse, right, right next door to the shop there. And,
yeah, Darren and,
Devin, yep.
Yep, they'll fix you right up.
They're the only people I know that's ever happy about a flat.
always smiling.
Yeah. And, of course, Mountain View Oil and Propane, Roy and Johnny. You know, and this is something, and it really, if you'll listen to me, it makes a lot of sense. And it can help. Check your propane tank. Now, if you've got an older parent, grandparent, check that propane tank for them. But write it down on the calendar, you know. For one, it'll help you personally gauge how much propane you're using, and it'll really help when it's time to get some. Bad weather comes and goes, and it'll give you a much better understanding of how much propane to get. You know, a good buddy of ours, of course, Jeff Walker and Walker Construction. Jeff does a fantastic job. I mean, Jeff's always been very artistic. He's got a good ear, likes music, and he's just found that artistic flair into carpentry. And, I mean, he can really get it done.
Yeah, Jeff's top-notch. I mean, he does excellent work.
And, you know, Ozark Trading Post, Randy's got all kinds of goodies down there. Check out guns. And, you know, don't forget our good buddy Bob Nicholson at Easy Gun and Fawn. He's got a bunch of shotguns
turkey
in.
Season's here.
Yeah, and he's got that with TSS.
Yep, got TSS.
And there's a little shotgun that you guys really like.
Yeah, those Rattays. Yeah, they're shooters.
Yep, and Vendors Avenue as well. The old Richard Brothers has got all kinds of goodies there, and there's new stuff arriving all the time. Well, we've got the official stats here for the first half, and what do you see? Aside from the score, what's glaring?
Right now, I mean, they're shooting 18 of 32 from the floor in the first half. I mean, they're just filling it up. I mean, 56, almost 57% from the floor. Four of six from the three line.
But 19 rebounds to seven, 10 assists to one.
Inside the paint, I mean, 22 to 4 in the paint point right now, Principia. For Principia, 24 points off turnovers,
So, I mean, the ball pressure out top is, I mean, it's just suffocating the Liberty guards right now, and they're just able to get easy buckets off turnovers right now.
Well,
Quentin Coleman leading the way for Principe. He's got 14 first half points. I mean, it's just a clinic.
There's nobody here. There's not a team here.
No.
That is going to,
that would do it. They would do the same thing to class five, class six, four.
Yeah.
So, Liberty just kind of got to tread water here and, you know, get through this and, you know, push on to kind of look ahead.
Well,
but, you know, this second half, you just got to come out, try to find some positive, you know. Try to find some way to get into an offense to get some better looks.
If they're going to play that man-to-man, if they're going to play that man, you know, they're playing man-to-man,
yeah,
and they're trapping out of it. There's really not a whole lot you can do. You don't want to, if you're Liberty, you can say, well, we need to speed it up a little bit.
No, that would not be wise at all.
You need to slow it down more, but Principia, they're in total control of this ball game.
Yeah,
total
control. Even on defense. I mean, if Liberty tries to slow the ball down, their defensive pressure is so intense that it creates chaos on the offensive side. And, I mean, chaos creates turnovers. And, you know, half of their points have come off turnovers.
I'm going to try it. You know, we got Dennis Gates right here beside us.
Head coach of the Missouri Tigers.
Missouri Tigers.
And if he would, I would ask him, well, coach, you know, what would you do? You know? Well, he'd probably say, well, I'd put my 6'10 guy
in. Yeah, yeah. I'll put my third 6'10 guy in.
Right. All right, hey, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with the second half. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox, 96.9.
96.9, the Fox.
Champs Fitness is the place to get motivated and back in shape. Champs Fitness can help you lose a few pounds or get ready for your next race, competition, or whatever you're challenging yourself with. Champs Fitness has three convenient locations in Mountain View, Summersville, and Eminence. All locations open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 417-331-0319 today and get your membership started.
Town and Country Supermarkets invites you to stop in or check them out online at tcmarkets.com and join the eClub, where you will get special email-only offers and chances at great prizes. Check out the meat department for meat cut right there in the store, fresh produce in their bakery selection. Visit Town and Country for affordable prices and friendly customer service.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open out for a day of hunting. The Anchor is open no matter where you're going or when. The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on the Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613 to trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
Our city.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and Part City Auto Parts. Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $32.99. Limits apply. Choose Syntec at Part City Auto Parts.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City!
46-12 as we head to the second half. It's Principia. Liberty will get the basketball to start the second half, and both teams come out with their starters. Parker Toon will catch at the wing. Man-to-man again by Principia. I'm sure they can play a zone. They probably play pretty much whatever they want.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is the most talented high school basketball team I've ever seen.
And I've been to the tournament champions. I've seen all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
tipped out of bounds, stayed with Liberty.
Principia played in the TOC this year.
Yeah. Lost one game.
Yeah.
To the number one team in the nation.
Yeah. Yeah. They've lost two games, and both of them have come from. Yeah. The same team.
Liberty tosses in. Carter Ellett catches. Alex Toon. Now they'll pitch it over. Liberty does to Parker Toon. They'll bounce it in to Wells. Wells leans in, goes up. Can't get it to go. There you go. Good look. Yes, that's what we need Drayton to do right there.
Got it inside.
Here's a three by Slade. Good. That's his second three. 49-12. Alex Toon out top. He's going to be picked up by Henry and off to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter goes up. He's fouled. That's the one thing about Paxton this year. You know, there's a lot of great basketball players, and each player, they have their own attributes that they're good at. Paxton's good at contact.
Yeah.
Taking contact, giving contact, that is definitely a good thing. And he makes the first free throw. You know, you've been around a long time and enough. A lot of kids don't like contact. They don't like it.
Yeah, well, then they shy away from it as much as they can.
Second free throw is good. Panthers bring it down the floor. Slay out top to Coleman. Coleman drops it high post. They kick it low post. In for two. I was just fixing to say, if they would run a high low, there would be no stopping
it.
Parker Toon out top. Works against Slay. Gets it to Ellett. Ellett shot fake. Leans in, drops it off to Wells. There you go, Drake.
Hey, boy. Good penetration. Good,
yep.
Good finish there by Drake.
High post. Jumper, fade away, no good. Rebound Wells. Drayton's getting a little more involved here.
Kind of picked up the presence inside here.
Parker Toon to Alex Toon. Alex Toon throws it into the corner to Ellett. Ellett's picked up by Slay. There's a nice pass. Ellett
to Parker. Oh, it won't go. Tips, but Parker 2 comes up with it. The fadeaway, that goes up no good.
Couple good looks there.
Yeah. Quinton long pass to Slay. Loose ball. He picks it up off the floor. They bring it back out top. Shot fake, drive, pull up 10-footer. No good. Foul. And Gasson will go to the line. Shoot two for Principia.
Okay, you know, he kind of gets overshadowed by Coleman and some of the interior players, but this Slay kid.
Oh. Yeah. He has got some weapons. I mean, they're all top notch high school basketball players. It's just Quinton Coleman is a finalist for the player of the year in the nation. So Parker Toon comes out. Cooper Holden checks in. And Paxton Hunter comes out. And Blaine Altermat comes in. Second free throw is good. Story makes them both. Alex Toon will walk it down the floor and gets it to Ellett. Ellett now will use the dribble. Gets it out to Holden. Cooper hands it back to Ellett. Ellett spins it out top. Alex Toon off to Blaine Altermat. Cooper Holden catches opposite corner. Better motion right here by Liberty. They get it inside. Nice pass. Great pass by
good.
Carter Ellett to Wells.
That was a
more.
Great
fantastic
pass there.
Here's a three. Principia goes up no good. They get the rebound. Shot fake. Zips it out of bounds. Turnover. So 22-9 on the rebounds in favor of Principia. 53-18 the score in favor of Principia. 12 assists to 2. Keep chugging along.
Keep chugging.
Keep chugging. Alex Toon out top. He's going to be picked up by Jones. Brings it to Ellett. Ellett, Altermat. Blaine gives it right back. Ellett finds Cooper Holden back to Ellett. Has it knocked away and taken away. Strips, and it's a loose ball. Altermat catches the loose ball, and he scores. There you go. Hey, whatever it takes. 53-20. We've got halfway through the third. Principia with the lead and the ball. Coleman. Oh, wow.
What a move.
Wow.
What a move.
All I've got to say is, wow, he can do things that you just don't see a lot of other basketball players do. Alex Toon starts it with Ellett. You know, Carter's going to fill that Parker Toon role. That's tip. It was tip. Nope. I'm going to say it was not. But, Parker's going to graduate. And, you know, Parker's element to the game was that physical, being able to drive and score.
Yeah, and Ellett's going to fall right into that role.
Yeah. Principia with the drive, a kick out, a three, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Principia, drive, block shot by Wells, his third. Feet inside, another block shot by Wells. Foul may be on Ellett, though. See what they may get Drayton.
Nope, they got it. Ellett.
Yeah. But Wells now, four block shots. That's Coleman. Hit the free throw. Now, I'm not sure if Principia will try and play for the Nationals.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
I don't either. But second one's no good, and Cooper Holden with the rebound for Liberty. Cooper will get it over to Alex Toon. Principia has kind of stretched things out enough right now. They're not in that full court attack that they were inside to Drayton. Drayton's held.
He's going to be fouled.
Yeah. It's on Adder.
Yeah, Adder kind of had a hold of Drayton's jersey there.
Drayton, they've got Adder at 6'8", I think Adder's at 6'8". In the backcourt to Holden. Holden gives it up. Alex too. Altermat for three. Up no good. Boy, the hang time by Coleman. Up no good.
Yeah,
that's going to be a turnover.
Yeah. Alley-oop just couldn't be handled by Adder. He kind of came down with the ball on his lap while he was sitting on the line.
Coleman's like, man, I fed you.
Dude, that was great.
I did my thing. Liberty basketball, Parker Toon checks back in. Paxton Hunter checks back in.
56-20, 2:43 left in the third.
Parker Toon starts it with Cooper Holden. Holden gets it right back to Parker, and there's a steal, and the layup is good for Jones. Parker Toon out top. Cooper Holden. Ellett to Parker Toon. Out to Altermat. Ellett's going to pop a three. Off the rim, no good. Holden with the rebound. Feeds it to Parker. Altermat for three. Top of the key. That's no good. And the rebound taken by Coleman. Coleman rolls it to Jones. Jones gets it inside. It's a loose ball. Picked back up by Principia. And a foul. And to the line to shoot two is Jaden Jones.
They're going to get Cooper Holden on that foul.
That's his first. Yeah. 58-20. First free throw's good. Slay checks back in.
Going to give Coleman a breather.
Be a nice luxury, wouldn't it?
It would.
Second one's no good, but the putback by Cisse is. He's got 10 points now for the Panthers. Parker Toon. Turns it over. Oh, that was a charge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, he really dropped his elbow in on Parker, or dropped his shoulder.
Yeah. But Parker did the right thing. He just, he cut in front of him, and
yeah,
Sese would have been fouled, but
he had dunk on his mind the whole
that's
way.
Right. Parker Toon gets it to Cooper Holden. Cooper Holden brings it out top. Now reverses right back, hands it off to Ellett. Carter looks inside. Carter's going to get the double team. They find Paxton. Ooh, that was Paxton looks to dribble in, but now he's up against 6'9", 6'10". Here's Parker Holden gives it to Paxton. Paxton up and in for two. That's a nice little give and go.
Nice little pick and roll out top.
And trying for a slam. No good was Torre. So it will be Liberty basketball. 61-22. 37 seconds to go in the third. Parker Toon. Altermat, a deep three. Not a good.
The first three ball for Liberty.
61-25. And Principio will go for the last shot. out top. Principe now gets it in. Tries for the knock. No good. The putback is good for Sisse. And that's the end of the third. And it's 63-25. So we've got another 8 minutes to go. Principia driving the bus. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the fourth. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Well, it's time, isn't it? Time for a hunting cabin. Maybe a fishing cabin. Maybe it's time to do a little remodeling. New kitchen, master bedroom. Or maybe it's time to finish that basement out. Or it's time for your dream home. Well, what you need to do is get a hold of Jeffrey at Walker Construction. It's what he does. Builds beauty. And's been doing it for a long, long time. And he'd be proud to be your carpenter. Walker Construction. Just give him a call.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
All right, welcome back. Now in, we've got Marlo Alameda running the point. Alameda to Bright Jr. Alter takes it inside, brings it back out. Rylazinski. Loose basketball out of bounds. And it's
turnover.
Principia starters are pretty much they're done for the
most part.
For the most part,
they kind of fill them in spots. But
well, these guys right here that are playing now for Principia, look at what they practiced against.
Uh-huh.
Up and in, two more for Paxton Hunter, and he gets the foul. Now the old fashioned three. If Liberty was to kind of get it, there's a long ways to go and there's a lot of time, but Liberty, I guarantee you, I'm just happy to be here.
Absolutely.
And I want to win. Free throw up, no good. Alter.
But you just got to get through this. You got to get through this one.
Yeah.
And
loose ball, shot up, no good. Alter will go the line. See if Alter is, he's 6'9", maybe 6'10". He's going to shoot a couple free throws. Drayton Wells with foul, that's just his first. First free throw is up. That's no good. Titus Jester's checking in for Paxton Hunter.
Yeah, Adder's just a freshman.
Yeah. Well, he's probably going to grow.
Yeah, I mean, he's 3 or 4 more inches. 6'9 freshman.
Second one's good. That'd be a nice problem to have, wouldn't it? Liberty will bring it down the floor. Alex Toon. Starts it at the corner. Gets it to Jester. Jester finds Parker Toon. Parker Toon to Jester. Back to Parker. Outside. Alex Toon for three. It's up. No good. That's his first three attempts, I believe. Rebound. Well, no, he had one that blocked.
In the first half.
Yeah, it was. He had one that was blocked.
Yep.
Turnaround jumper. No good. Oh. Great. You've got to go for that stuff, my man. You know, again, Principia is so quick. Drayton's like, I'm going to let it go.
Drayton got picked up completely off the floor.
Yeah.
In a bad position.
Yeah. But, I mean, Principia is going to go for every ball. They're going to try to get everything. What do you remember about the Final Four, Drake? Parker Toon takes it in, goes up, no good. Drayton with the putback, won't fall. He's fouled, he'll shoot two. Drayton will pop a couple free throws here. Don't forget. Found our sponsors, Gentleman Jim's too. You know, if you ever need a tow, don't hesitate. The Anchor, first free throw is good. Taylor Grewball Chevrolet. And also, Double B Guide Service, Norfolk Lake. Just like them on Facebook, follow them on Facebook. And, you know, if you want to go on a really good fishing trip, boom, there you go.
Entertainment for days.
Oh, I guarantee it. Shot up, no good. Put back is Alter. He's got 3 points now in the game. 66-29. 3:35 and a foul. That's on, we don't know who 23 is. Oh, did you see a 23 by any chance?
Well, yeah, no, they don't know. They don't know who it is either. Oh, there it is.
Colton Walters. Walters?
Yep.
All right, Liberty. Throwing in a few more. Graham Toon in the ball game.
Jaden Phipps.
Also, number 20. And he's looking inside. Cooper Holden catches. He's going to bring it back outside. Jester for a deep three. Get in there. Rebound, no good. 2:40 to go, 66-29. Principia.
Hefner, Roger Hefner.
Yes,
on the floor,
yeah, Hefner, yep. Shot up and in. Count it. Jordan puts the bucket. Gesture to Hefner. Phipps going to take it in, kicks it out. Gesture gets it to Graham Toon. Phipps, oh, nice feed back to Graham. Up the glass and in for two.
In the scorebook as a freshman. In a Final Four game.
In the Final Four, yeah. Back inside. And Adder with a two-hand slam, shaking the rim.
Still shaking.
Yeah. You know, Coach Dennis Gates here, he's kind of eyeballing some things. Three up and no good. Out of the rim, Phipps had a good look. It wouldn't fall. 90 seconds to go. 70-31. Back to the wing. Here's a three up. That's off the rim. No good. Out of bounds. Liberty basketball. I know part of Coach Harrell's game plan, he wanted to keep Principia under 75. Yeah, that was, he wanted to keep them below 75. Oh, look who's checked in.
Yeah, Braden Mays.
Yeah.
Checked in.
Braden.
They're gonna kind of give him
a Final Four. Yep, there it is. Mays with the bucket. You
cool
bet.
Stuff.
You bet. Thank you very much, Principia. That's
he
little
he walks over there to the bench, and Harold goes, get out there and play defense.
My God, you're killing me. And that's going to let the clock run out. I mean, if there's nothing more needs to be shown nor said, Liberty falls to Principia 70-33. Or was just not
too much firepower.
Yeah, I mean, too much firepower.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
But we do know who Liberty will play tomorrow at noon.
Yes, they will play North Platte.
That should be a good game.
That should be a good one.
Principia, they're going to do tomorrow what they did today.
Yeah.
Hey, Miller Career Academy can run up and down.
Liberty was didn't want to run.
Yeah.
So Miller Career, if they want to run with Principia, I think Principia is okay with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they may
well
score 100.
Yeah. I mean, the game before this, they scored 106.
Yeah.
Against six.
State ranked.
Yeah.
Team.
Just you running the mill.
Yeah. Hey, but you know what? It's still a good time. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. All right. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on Fox 96.9.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
All right, welcome back. Again, Principia defeats Liberty 70-33. Liberty slides to 28-3.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just kind of, you know, Parker Toon finishes with 8 points. Alex Toon, he may have nightmares tonight. He finishes with 2. Because, I mean, they were all up in his shorts, man.
Yeah.
Almost their philosophy was, let's cut the head off the point guard.
Yeah.
Let's just.
Yeah, and they had the horses to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Could you imagine that? Your high school.
No,
Coach Bell just said, Tyler, go ahead.
Yeah, go guard that 6'10 guy. And when he goes out, go guard that other 6'10 guy that's getting ready to come in.
I mean, all you can do is laugh about it. You know, that's all you can do. You can't, there's nothing. These boys, the Liberty boys, they just need to.
Yeah, like this.
Take a shower and wash it away.
Yep, go get something to eat.
You're playing the ball.
Rest up and come back ready to suit up and win a ball game tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon.
Yep, 12 noon, but we also got championship basketball coming your way tomorrow, as we'll have the Bunker Eagles. That's going to be a dandy one, too.
That will be.
Hey, we got 2 great games coming tomorrow on the Fox 96.9. Liberty at noon against North Platte Panthers. Man, that's going to be a fantastic game. North Platte, they're 26-5. Liberty, 28-3. And then the Class 1 championship is going to be the Bunker Eagles.
Bunker versus, let me look here.
Not Kings, because.
Brunswick.
Brunswick, yeah. Brunswick, and let me tell you, if you Bunker fans listening or, you know, Bunker better get some rest.
Yeah, I mean,
get some rest.
It's going to be a full day.
All right. Well, for Tyler Chowning and Dylan back studio. Again, our broadcast tomorrow starts at noon, so we got noon and 4 p.m. That's what's on tap tomorrow. Liberty falls to Principia, as everyone else has, except the number one team in the nation. They beat them twice, and that's just how it rolls. So we'll be back tomorrow with championship basketball on the Fox 96.9. God bless and good night.